Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 67 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Heat and fires and weather in the Gulf. The president is being kept informed of all of it.
The White House says President Biden has been briefed on Tropical Storm Alberto and its impacts in Texas and New Mexico. He's also getting regular updates on the ongoing wildfires in California and New Mexico and the actions that FEMA, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Department of Interior's Bureau of Indian Affairs are taking in response to the needs of impacted New Mexico communities. The White House says the president has also been briefed on the extreme heat affecting communities all across the nation. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Louisiana becoming the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Opponents are likely to file lawsuits. Amazon is getting rid of those puffy, air-filled plastic pillows that come in a lot of the stuff you get from the retailer. They will be replaced with recycled paper. Amazon says it's more environmentally friendly and it just works better. This is ABC News. The visit by Russian leader Vladimir Putin to North Korea, where he and Kim Jong-un agreed to tighter military ties, now has South Korea thinking. A senior official in South Korea now says his country is considering sending military help to Ukraine. AI is apparently helping make the workload a lot easier for scammers.
Phishing scams have risen between 500 and 900% in the last year and a half, according to Booking.com's Marnie Wilking. She says artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT are to blame. That technology is able to quickly produce huge amounts of human-like writing, which scammers then use to get sensitive information out of people.
That's ABC's Mike DeBusky. And Queen may be in line to get it all. The rock band reportedly in talks to sell its music catalog to Sony, the price somewhere about $1.3 billion. If that sale goes through, that would be nearly three times what Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan got for their catalogs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good
afternoon. It is a cloudy 68 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy, a bit cool with isolated light showers possible, and a high of 73. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a 40% chance of scattered showers, a low of 63. And tomorrow, a few breaks of sun, warmer and muggy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 82. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 67 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats and Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available in financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Good afternoon. It's 68 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin has already surpassed its total tornado count from last year. The latest confirmed twister happened Monday morning in Colby, where an EF0 tornado touched down. The number of tornadoes in the state in 2024 is now at 24. The 2023 total of 21 was surpassed last month, and the current total has overtaken Wisconsin's annual average of 23 tornadoes within a calendar year. National Weather Service data shows the year with the greatest number of tornadoes in the state was 2005, when 62 were confirmed. It's too early to tell if Canadian wildfires are going to be as much of an issue this summer as they were last year. However, there are ways you can prepare to protect yourself if we again have intense episodes of orange skies and the persistent smell of smoke. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports it's important to check air quality information before spending time outdoors. If you notice you're coughing or short of breath, you'll need to take it easy or head inside. This is especially true for those in sensitive groups, such as the elderly, young children, or people with heart and lung issues or ailments. You should also protect your indoor air quality. If you don't have air conditioning, you can create a homemade air purifier using a box fan and a furnace filter. The DNR has a webpage dedicated to air quality resources. You can find out more by visiting dnr.wisconsin.gov. Work on the new bridge that connects Crawford County, Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa is on hold due to high water. The Mississippi River is in action stage, according to the National Weather Service, leaving the construction site for the new bridge underwater. The 93-year-old existing bridge, which was closed earlier this year due to structural issues, remains open. A live video feed of the bridge construction run by the Iowa DOT shows construction materials underwater. The river is expected to crest near the end of the month. A pair of Republican candidates toured a farm in La Crosse County Wednesday. Representative Derek Van Orden and Senate candidate Eric Hovde, who is challenging Democrat Tammy Baldwin this fall, were at Morningstar Dairy near Onalaska to talk about agriculture policy, including the farm bill. Both candidates said they heard about the burdens of environmental regulation on farming efforts. The farm has hosted other prominent Republicans, including a visit by former Vice President Mike Pence in 2020. The idea that non-citizens get to vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections. David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
While many Americans are convinced non-citizens get to vote for president, good government groups say it happens so seldom, it's practically non-existent.
To cast one ballot in an election in which 160 million ballots are going to be cast. It happens exceedingly rarely, largely because the states and federal government already have really good policies in place.
Governor Tony Evers joined company officials and local leaders Tuesday to celebrate the expansion of the PPD clinical research business of Thermo Fisher Scientific Incorporated, the world leader in serving science, as its good manufacturing practices lab in Middleton, reflecting a $58 million investment that will create hundreds of new jobs. The new 72,500-square-foot building increases the site's chemistry, manufacturing, and control analytical capabilities as part of its clinical development and laboratory services that are focused on improving health by helping customers deliver life-changing medicines. The company expects the expansion will add approximately 350 scientists and laboratory support professionals to the almost 2,300 employees working across the company's research campus in the region. The Evers administration, through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, is supporting the project by authorizing up to $2.15 million in performance-based business development tax credits through September 2026. The actual amount of tax credits Thermo Fisher Scientific will receive is contingent upon the number of jobs created and the amount of capital investment during that period. Last year, the U.S. Economic Development Administration designated Wisconsin as a regional tech hub on the basis of the state's leadership in the field of biohealth, biotechnology, and personalized medicine. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. Madison property owners may see a first-ever property tax referendum on the ballot in November. The deadline for alders to make a decision is August 6th. Madison has never put such a referendum on the ballot before, but now the city is facing dire budget news, with the most recent estimate showing a $22 million gap in the city's operating budget for next year. That's not good, but not as bad as an earlier estimate of $27 million. That said, this week, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway asked city department heads to draft operating budgets with 5% cuts. An historic Madison bar is but a memory. The Silver Dollar Tavern in downtown Madison was torn down this week. The bar was in business for over 90 years. The building was purchased earlier this year by Hovde Properties for a future development project. Some pieces from the Silver Dollar will be on display next door at Wisconsin's new History Center, which is set to open to the public in 2027. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Wednesday that the state law library will be named in honor of Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell was born in New York State and moved to Wisconsin in 1871. 3 years later, she was admitted to the practice of law by the Rock County Circuit Court. In 1875, she was denied the right to represent a client before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Goodell drafted legislation to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin. The bill was signed into law in 1877. Whether or not Joe Gau will be allowed to resume teaching at UW-La Crosse is the subject of a two-day public hearing. Wednesday's session featured back and forth between Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan and Gau, who was dismissed from as chancellor last year after he and his wife posted porn videos online. Morgan said the university doesn't want to be known as Porn U. She said she's concerned that Gau doesn't seem to understand that his behavior was problematic. Gau said Morgan can't show that it hurt enrollment or fundraising. Morgan said she's had donors say they will never give another penny to UWL if Gau is teaching. Gau is accused of unethical and potentially illegal conduct, mostly related to his time as chancellor, but the hearing focuses on his fitness to teach. Public Health Madison Dane County is warning beachgoers of the conditions are prime for blue-green algae. How to spot it? The water looks like pea soup or like paint was spilled in it. And if there is blue-green algae, there's a high chance that there's other bacteria like E. coli, which produces a foamy, mucky kind of scummy layer of bacteria on top of the water. And protect your pets, too, as blue-green algae can be fatal for dogs. A man was recently watching TV in his basement and happened to look down and see something moving. Turns out it was a live scorpion. An entomologist with UW-Madison suspects it was brought here from a package that was shipped from an area where you'd find scorpions, which prefer deserts or semi-arid regions. The scorpion is now a part of the university's collection at the Insect Diagnostic Lab, where they'll identify the species of scorpion to find where it may have originated. An update on the search for 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Two Rivers police say drones and canines have continued to search for the missing toddler. The FBI is checking on national tips and agencies in northeastern Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Dells and Portage areas are also involved. Investigators stress that social media rumors claiming Elijah has been found are not true. The boy has been missing since February 20th. His mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain jailed on child neglect charges. Two people were injured in a UTV crash last weekend. Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash on County Highway N just east of Hustler's Ridge Drive Saturday night around 8:30. Responding units arrived on scene and found the driver, Dana Taylor, 33, of Richland Center, was partially pinned underneath the UTV. The driver was extricated and transported directly to UW Hospital for her injuries. The passenger, Michaela Baker, 18, of Richland Center, was transported to the Richland Hospital with minor injuries. Initial investigation of the crash showed that the UTV was heading westbound on County Highway N, negotiating a curve, and hit the edge of the road, causing the UTV to skid across the road and overturn onto the driver's side, partially pinning the driver underneath. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department received several reports of fire Tuesday, but no injuries were reported from any of the calls. The first was early morning, just past midnight, a report of flames coming from a residence on East Merrimack Street in the city of Dodgeville. Responding units include Dodgeville and Mineral Point Fire Departments, Dodgeville EMS, Dodgeville Police Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. The occupants of the home were safely evacuated and evaluated at the scene. Just before noon, a call of a skid steer engulfed in flames in the township of Mifflin was received. The Mineral Point Fire, Linden First Responders, and Montfort EMS responded to the scene and extinguished the fire. A third call came in around 2:15 of a grass fire near mile markers 40 and 41 in the township of Mineral Point. Responding units, Mineral Point Fire, Mineral Point EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies extinguished the blaze. It's 68 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:20. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon. Corinne
Design Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 68 cloudy degrees. WRCO News Time is 12:22. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Blue River Bridge collapse in 1947. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Voice of the Lower Wisconsin River, in a 2021 edition, bridges play a vital role in connecting residents to communities in the river valley. Without a bridge, a community would likely not survive. In 1947, the middle span of the Blue River Bridge on County Highway T failed, sending a tobacco truck into the water. The bridge was built in 1904. Jack Kinney was a junior in high school at the time and remembers the day the bridge failed and what happened afterwards. In an accompanying picture provided by Jack Kinney, a vintage semi-tractor and trailer laying on its right side in the river. The bridge was buckled to the right with the overturned truck next to it. A dozen or so people were looking on from the remaining section that was still intact. Jack Kinney told this, "It was the spring of 1947. I was a junior in high school, and I was sitting in the back of the bus watching out the back window. We were going off the end of the bridge on the middle span, which is called the Tiger, at that time part of the South Channel. The tobacco semi was following us, but we weren't off the bridge too far, and he got to the middle of the bridge, and the whole span just dropped right out. His front wheels hung on some steel on one of the bridge abutments. So he was still in there, but the trailer just went right into the water, and downstream all the tobacco with it. The load of tobacco was supposed to go to Blue River to be processed. He was coming from Highway 60 towards Blue River. We were coming to school, and I saw this thing fall, and we hollered at the bus driver. The bus driver looked in his mirror and said, 'Guess it did,' and kept right on going. He didn't stop, but when he got to town, he went in and told the principal, and they called somebody. Then I remember the balance of my junior year in school, we either had to go to Boscobel or go to Muscadet to get to Blue River to cross the Wisconsin River. Later in the summer, they got a pontoon bridge built across the river, a floating bridge, and then we were able to go one car at a time over it. It took until 1958 that a new bridge was built at Blue River. There was a big bridge dedication when the bridge was completed." He went on to say that if it had not been for Governor Vernon Thompson from Richland Center, it would have been a hard time to get a bridge at Blue River. It was 1989 that the aforementioned interview took place. That was the very year before Muscadet was scheduled for a new bridge. The replacement at the Muscadet location was built in 1929. Boscobel's bridge was built in 1936, and it wouldn't be replaced until 2000. And about that old tobacco warehouse? Well, in Blue River, it was demolished in 2019. Jack Kinney farmed in the Blue River area most of his life. Jack passed away in 2017. And now, we're waiting for the completion of yet another bridge span south of Lone Rock. Listen next week for History of Richland County, covering J.W. Coffinberry, the first judge elected in Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Summer officially arrives this afternoon at 3:51. You are invited to celebrate at Frank's Hill to observe the setting sun on the summer solstice, which marks the most daylight between sunrise and sunset in the calendar year. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour and a campfire for sharing stories this evening. You are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 to have time to walk around the mounds and should be there by 8 to enjoy the sunset. Bring your own chairs or blankets, insect repellent, food and beverages. Also feel free to bring a telescope or a good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Frank's Hill is located outside of Muscadet on Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and walk to the top of the hill. The 10th annual Haiti Benefit Auction will be this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Here's Michael Hernan with more.
The Haiti Benefit Auction is hosted by Gospel to Haiti. Darwin Hostetler is a member of Gospel to Haiti.
We've been going for about 20 years, you know, or a little better than 20 years. My first trip to Haiti was in 1998, so it's a little while ago. But we operate a clinic in Haiti, and we see, you know, over 100 patients a day, where we have Haitian doctors, Haitian nurses, and also American staff that work there to see all these people and take care of them. It's been a bit challenging. You know, the country of Haiti is, they basically don't have a lot of government. It's gang controlled pretty much. It's been a pretty difficult time. A lot of Haiti is a very difficult place, you know, presently. We are located about probably about 70 miles from Port-au-Prince, where most of the trouble is. That's where most of the gang stuff is. About 70 miles away, but it takes about, 4 to 5 hours to drive that. So we're really a distance, you know, and that way away from the trouble. But that's where the money goes. You know, our American staff is all volunteer staff. And so every weekend, say that the money that we raise this week, weekend of the auction here coming up, that money is, it all goes to Haiti. We don't pay personnel to take care of anything. It's all volunteer.
The event will have some festivities on Friday before the auction. You are invited to the annual fish fry.
It all kicks off on Friday evening with the fish fry. And we do have barbecue chicken as well, but it starts, we kick it off on Friday evening with our Mississippi farm-raised catfish feed, and it's by donation.
And the flower auction.
Lots of different flowers, and they come from all, you know, a lot of different greenhouses, you know, in the area here, that some of those greenhouses particularly put baskets together that they know that will be, you know, be auctioned here. And we've had very generous givers that way. Make for a really nice flower auction that evening.
Saturday is the biggest day of the Haiti Benefit Auction Weekend.
9 o'clock on Saturday morning, that is when the auction starts again. And that usually runs till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's an all-day event, and there's lots of food. Again, bake sale is there, and we don't have a price tag on any of that. And I think it's all by donation.
there will be a lot of unique and rare things to bid on at the auction.
We have some very unique items, very good items there. I think pictured on the brochure, we have a lawnmower, we have a tractor that's been completely restored, an Alice Chamra WD there. I think it's got a mower that comes with it. Yeah, and then there's just a lot of other good items, several hunting blinds that will be on the auction. We have one piece, fairly large piece, that we're really excited about. We have a group of individuals that went together and put a package together for a 30 by 40 building, like a 30 by 40 pole shed, or it's a garage, you know, essentially. It's a shop. It's a 30 by 40 is a pretty nice size. It's a stud wall, a stick-built building. The labor is provided, everything total, all that anyone needs is a cement pad that's prepared for this building. White Mountain Construction is in charge of it, and they come in and build the building. The choice of color is yours. It's a really, really nice building.
The 10th annual Haiti Benefit Auction will be this Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. It's currently a cloudy 68 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday, June 20th, and it is a cloudy 68 degrees. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died June 12th. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Daryl Mead is survived by his wife, Becky, two sons, Daryl and Ellen Mead Jr., and John and Lexi Mead, four grandchildren, his grandfather, Norman Mead, his mothers, Norma Smith and Bernice Floyd, his father, Reginald and Lori Robbins, his siblings, Ken and Ida Smith, Kurt Robbins, Cody and Raylin Robbins, Alicia and Jean Jones, Eleanor and Matt Mittelstadt, and Christina Almendinger, along with many aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Don Newberry is survived by four children, Donald Newberry Jr., Dwayne Newberry, Meryl Newberry, and Jess Newberry. Four grandchildren, three siblings, Diane, Rod, and Dwayne, sister-in-law Viola Ewing, good friend Kathy Ewing, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald L. Newberry, 70, of Avoca. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley Rako is survived by two brothers, Roger Fox of Elk Grove, California, and Gary and Joanne Fuchs of Briggsville, niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and many extended family and friends. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78, of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6 and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Lorinda Clary include four children, Richard and Lisa McLean of Eatonville, Washington, Rhonda and Todd Hamilton of Hawaii, Robert McLean and Courtney of Minot, North Dakota, and Jeffrey and Mary Clary of Kenosha. Five grandchildren, a brother, Harry Schaffel of Battle Creek, Michigan, sisters and brothers-in-law, Janice Derline and Larry Denman of Portage, Jean and Marge Clary of Ithaca, Tommy and Nancy Clary of Bear Valley, Christian and Bridget Kurth of New London, Alice Clary of Central City, Iowa, and Barbara Clary of Ithaca, two nephews and many cousins, Lorinda Lou Clary, 78, of North Dakota. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday, July 28th, at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon is survived by his wife, Janie, two birth sisters, Joyce Davis and Prudence August, an adoptive sister, Janelle Ward, adoptive brother, Jeff Cannon, adoptive parents, Leonard and Leela Joan Cannon, and several nieces and nephews. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Hill had a son, Callum Lee, and Emily Johnsrud and Tyler Wachter had a son, Luke Russell.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Cody and Megan Heisel, Dale and Rachel Schultz, John and Wendy Kinney, and Steve and Brenda Nelson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, there was some rain across much of south and east Wisconsin earlier today. That's pretty much broken up now as of midday, but still a few sprinkles along the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Then a band of developing rain from South Dakota through eastern Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin. That's the system heading this way over the next 24 to 36 hours. Could bring some very heavy rain to parts of west central through northern Wisconsin tomorrow. And into Saturday, some of those areas could see up to 5 or 6 inches. Around here, it should be more scattered in nature, but still could be sizable amounts, maybe an inch or two at most, through Saturday evening. So we'll definitely keep an eye on things. There's at least a small chance of some scattered strong thunderstorms Saturday as well, especially in the late afternoon. It'll be turning muggy and warmer too the next couple of days as the wind flow starts to come in from the south. We should gradually dry out into Sunday, and Monday looks like a nice day before the next front hits Monday night and early Tuesday. So the rest of today, mostly cloudy, just a bit cool for this time of the year. Isolated light showers possible, high near 73 degrees with an east wind of 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy with patchy fog tonight, 40% chance of scattered showers, low at 63. Tomorrow, a few breaks of sun, warmer and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, high temperature about 82. Wind from the east-southeast between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Friday night looks muggy with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, low 68. Saturday warm and sticky with scattered showers and storms likely, high 86. On Sunday, partly sunny, turning less humid with a small chance of a shower, low 65, high 81. Monday, partly cloudy and balmy, high 85 degrees. Thunderstorms likely Monday night. Tuesday, chance of showers early, then partly cloudy, high 87. Right now, Wednesday is bringing us sunshine, high 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 68 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 83, our low this morning was 63. Our high so far today, 69. The record high for this date was set in 1988 at 105. The record low, 37, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 57. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds. The barometer is up to 30.30. And we have received 0.02 of an inch of rain so far today. It's currently a cloudy 68 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Legislative reform of child labor, on farm and off, is a tug of war, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Child labor was common in this country through the 1930s until laws began regulating it. It's normal for kids on farms to work, and the law allows that. But there are still efforts to legislate tougher standards. Reed Mackey coordinates a group called the Child Labor Coalition, which supports a bill in Congress called the Children's Act for Responsible Employment.
Importantly, it would raise the age of hazardous child labor in agriculture. It's 18 in all other industries, but in agriculture, it's only 16. It would raise it to 18, the same as everything else.
Mackey says industry lobbying has effectively kept the bill from passing.
We've been kind of the lead group that's been working with congressional offices to get it introduced every session. And there was only one time in the last 30 years where we thought we might actually have a chance of getting a House floor vote.
Mackey says the health and safety of child workers is at stake.
You have to be 21 to buy cigarettes, but you can be 12 and work in a tobacco field. It really makes no sense at all. There is a voluntary tobacco company policy not to hire kids under 16 in tobacco fields, but there isn't really much evidence that this is working. And the problem with a voluntary policy is that it's not enforceable.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiderers is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
While some of the Midwest has been wet this spring, some areas are getting too dry. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction is June 28th, selling more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery. For more information, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. A climatologist says some moderate drought conditions have reappeared in parts of the Midwest. Brian Fuchs with the National Drought Mitigation Center says Northeast Missouri had the biggest expansion in the latest U.S. drought monitor.
We've really been watching that area of Southeast Iowa and North
West Illinois, as well as Northeast Missouri. It's kind of been an area that I would call has been missed in between the active storm patterns. To the north of there has been pretty wet. To the south of there has been pretty wet.
He tells Brownfield timely rains will be critical for farmers across the Corn Belt moving forward.
Picked up some rains, but for this time of year, we should be getting an inch more each week. And again, you start seeing those deficits and then some of the heat we've seen. It's not going to take too much to jump back into drought conditions.
Fuchs says the recent heat could cause some stress on replanted acres. An agronomist in northern Missouri says the hot weather is not great for some of the maturing corn. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from Bex Bash in central Missouri.
Alex Long with Bex says there is some corn already tasseling in Missouri.
Honestly, if I could get 60-degree nights and 85-degree days, so 85 high and 60 at night, that would be ideal corn pollinating and just corn growing weather.
But the weather forecast is calling for more hot and dry conditions in the next week. Long says for the corn crop that's further along and at tasseling, there could be fewer kernels or
some of those kernels too, depending on how long lasting it is. Pollen is a little more hardy than what people like to give it credit for, you know, but if you spend a lot of time at 100 degrees, it's hard to get all those silks pollinated. So you may miss some kernels, miss pollination in general.
Long says he thinks most of the corn crop is still on track to be above average, but
the longer we stay in this weather pattern, the faster that's going to drop off.
In central Missouri at Bex Bash, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
A U.S. senator from Kansas says agricultural trade is moving in the wrong direction for American farmers and ranchers.
Unfortunately, this White House has not made negotiating of trade agreements a priority.
Republican Roger Marshall tells Brownfield he's concerned about the widening ag trade deficit.
For the first time, at least in my lifetime that I can remember, America is importing more food than we're exporting.
He says an increase in funding for trade programs needs to be prioritized in the next farm bill. Another case of H5N1 influenza A has been confirmed in an Iowa dairy herd. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says the most recent detection occurred in dairy cattle in Sioux County. It's the eighth detection of the virus within the state's dairy herds. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hostetoon from Tim Suckox Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Smaller sale again, small crowd, but hay sold well. Large squares topped at $295 a ton. And large rounds, new crop, first crop, topped at $140 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. For real estate or auction needs, call 608-723-4020 for more info. Or go to www.timsuckoxrealty.com. This is Chase Hostetoon. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been very slow to develop again this week. Bids haven't surfaced. Asking prices are around $189 live in the south, but not fully established in the north. Packer inquiry should start to improve as the day progresses, but significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Friday, especially with the cattle on feed numbers out in the afternoon. Box beef was higher at midday with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.90 at $3.22.60. Select is up 33 cents at $3.03.59. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test was on steers, 950 to 999 pounds. They were $3 to $5 higher. Heifers were not well compared. The USDA says demand was very good for the light offering. Quality varied, but there were many average to attractive cattle to choose from. Flesh was mostly moderate plus. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 604 to 629 pounds, brought $311 to $325. Feeder steers, 970 to 982 pounds, brought $245. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 624 to 634 pounds, brought $286 to $294. And feeder heifers, 962 to 990 pounds, brought $215.50 to $229. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with very solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be aggressive in their procurement efforts and in some instances are needing to bid up. Hog weights dropped back again this week but are still running nearly 9 pounds above year-ago levels. And there's an ample supply of market-ready hogs, which means there is plenty of pork available. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 27 cents with a weighted average of 87.27. The Western Corn Belt's 37 cents lower with a weighted average of 86.74. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher. with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $59 to $71. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.24 at $96.43. Loins and hams are both sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Live cattle are mostly lower. Hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Signs focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition. It's why they've released more Enlist D3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on fund and technical selling. Beans continue to watch weather, which is too wet in the northern part of the country and hot with little chance of rain across the middle and south. Beans have had additional pressure from lower bean meal and bean oil. July beans down 14 and three quarters at 11.59 and a quarter. August beans down 14 and a quarter at 11.41 and three quarters. Corn is lower on fund and technical selling. Corn is also watching weather as it's north in the wet, hot with little chance of rain in the south. Corn export sales are solid, but ethanol stocks climbed to a four-week high. July corn down 8 and a quarter at 4.41 and three quarters. September corn down 9 and a half at 4.46 and a quarter. The wheat complex is lower on fund and technical selling. Wheat continues to watch weather in the U.S., the Black Sea region, and the EU. Winter wheat harvest continues at a solid pace in parts of the South. In Chicago, July wheat down 8 and a half at 573 and a half. September wheat down 10 and three quarters at 588 and a quarter. In Kansas City, July wheat down 9 and a half at 591 and a quarter. And in Minneapolis, July wheat down 12 and a half at 620 and a quarter. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are lower ahead of the week's direct business. Asking prices are at $189 live. August live's up two ticks at $182.12. October live's down 27 at $183.60. August feeder cattle are down 37 at $259.57. Hogs are lower on profit taking and demand uncertainty. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady and the major directs are mixed. July lean hogs down 152 at $92.25. August lean hogs down 207 at $89.50. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
How different kinds of composting can help address waste issues. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Composting can help gardeners add much-needed nutrients to the soil that benefits plants and yield. Karen Mitchell, a consumer horticulture extension specialist at Purdue University, says vermicomposting is a great way to get started on your composting journey.
You have an enclosed container, so you're creating a habitat for worms. So it becomes a breeding ground for the worms, so they do, when happy, reproduce readily. So the vermicomposting, it can be done in a small tote, which we have plans, you know, online. Purdue has a publication on it to give more details. But essentially, you have a tote inside of another tote, and so that there's holes in the first one that's inside, and it's creating this habitat where you layer, you know, your dry papers and cardboard with your food waste, and the worms just go through and devour all of it and turn it into a very beneficial soil amendment, right? So a compost-like material.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years,